Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.
Boom, son. War of the Words. Relentless radio. Just incredibly relentless all the time. Amazingly relentless. It's 10 o'clock at night and we're doing this. Number 103. Today is going to be an awesome show. We're kicking off this conflict. 28 goodness. Today we will have the title challenger to the featherweight crown. Paul T going to be taking on Johnny Williams in the co-main event of an awesome Fight Club series card brought to you by Conflict MMA. They're going to be touching down at the Music Vault just over the Georgia line. It's going to be fantastic. I forget the exact address. It's like got Speedway in it. It sounds super cool. You can check out the, if you go on Facebook, you can type in Conflict 28. It'll bring up the actual event and you can get all your information there as well as how to get tickets. But yes, so we're going to kick it off, man, tonight. Paul T will be on. It's going to be awesome. As always, this show is brought to you by Soar Summit Fight Store. Head on over there, ssfightstore.com. Check them out. Also, stay tuned throughout the show to hear more about future products and what they do. They're doing something really awesome with Ring the Cage right now. And you guys can always give them a call directly at 803-250-5813. Or check them out at ssfightstore.com. Of course, everybody on earth and their mom, I know everyone's mom, that's why I have the best mama jokes, is on Facebook. So you can, of course, type in Soar Summit Fight Store on there as well and check them out. So anyways, first up, I want to get on to something that's going to be pretty cool that we might be doing here for a while. Didn't get to exactly try this out exactly as I wanted to because I'm lazy and I didn't set it up right. But I have Jeanette on. Everybody knows Jeanette. Sometimes the blue meanie, because you have delicious blue hair, and sometimes you're not the nicest. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're doing good?
I'm doing good.
So I think we might talk on the radio sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yes. You feel the power, right?
I'm feeling it. It's everywhere right now.
Right? It's powerful.
It is.
You underestimate it. See, from the outside, you're like, oh, he's just logging in and talking into his computer. But now that you're here.
I'm feeling it.
That's right. Right? You feel important. It's only a short time from now. You'll be a star with your own talk show like Oprah. You can have on crazy guests and stuff and talk to them, you know, about their weight or how their dad abuses their insulin. Does that happen?
I see myself more as the Jerry Springer instigator, actually. I
could see that.
I like shit talking.
I'm not surprised by this statement in any way. You saying you want to host Jerry Springer is not. I was maybe giving you too much credit by taking a more Montel Williams approach. Maybe some crying. Talk about.
Too serious. It's too much emotion. I just want the drama. That's it.
I could go with that. I could totally go with that drama. As long as it's on your show.
My show.
I mean, my show. I like drama, but fight. That's why we have Paul on. For fight drama.
For fight
but you
drama.
Guys both dye your hair. You get along famously.
Indeed. We showed up to that conflict event with blue hair also, and we were just instant friends.
Yeah. It's a shame you guys can't talk to each other on the air right now. I wish I would have had it all set up right so that we could
sad.
All... I don't want to sound weird, but we could have had this great three-way.
Sure, Paul would have been very excited about that.
He probably is, because he can hear us talking. He's just on mute. We will get to him very soon, guys. But you were actually talking to me. I wanted to get a hit on this before we jumped over here to Paul. You were talking to me about an article that you read about a kid with a sundress or something. It was pretty good. I wanted to capture the magic.
Yeah, I was reading an article, and they were saying that a five-year-old girl somewhere here in America got sent home from school wearing a T-shirt and a pair of jeans underneath a full-length sundress that she had worn because it was now spring, and she was so excited about wanting to wear the sundress because
sure,
it was inappropriate. inappropriate, a five-year-old. We're talking about nothing inappropriate about this dress at all, except it has spaghetti straps. And the way they explained it, I just started thinking, like, I never thought of it that way before. Literally, all of the rules in a dress code are geared toward girls only. Look in there. Go ahead. Pull out anyone.
I always keep a male. I still have my school, high school dress code here on my bookshelf.
Anyone who has children, I have children, so, you know, I have dress codes laying around, but literally, look in there.
Right.
How can a male violate it? The way that even clothes are marketed
towards
males.
What if he wore spaghetti straps? Would he be in trouble?
He would be in trouble also, I would assume, because it's inappropriate. It's distracting. Now, I'm pretty much figuring that if I want to wear spaghetti straps because it's warm,
right,
you can just look at your algebra book and learn algebra. How am I distracting you? Or if my hair is blue. Those are also rules in some
school. Yeah, I remember that in school. Like, I used to come to school and have dreadlocks or dye my hair and stuff, and they'd be like, no, you have to cut that out, or you have to dye it back to a normal color because somebody might not be able to learn about Egypt sitting next to you. Like, if my green hair is distracting you from learning about anything, then maybe you might have some little trouble learning about anything.
I have some more problems.
Like, yo, Mom, I would have totally made an A in that class. Instead of this D, but Eric's freaking dreadlocks, yo, just they intercepted all knowledge.
They hypnotized
me.
I was hypnotized by the locks.
Or
you
this girl,
don't understand.
Some legs are apparently so amazing
that
you can fail a class.
A whole class.
From some Daisy Dukes.
Some Daisy Dukes. I'm
That's
telling
beautiful.
You.
So I agree, man. So all you people out there, listen, we should host a rebellion. Any guys out there listening should wear spaghetti straps, dye your hair blue, and do the thing. I'm sure Paul Teague is making, he's like, for my next fight, dog, I'm going to have a spaghetti strap fight shirt. I can't wait.
Yes.
Anyways, Jeanette, thank you for talking to me at the beginning, and I look forward to having things fixed so we can talk some more and, you know, about fighting. Cause
I'm with that.
I know you like fighting.
I do.
Yep, yeah, that's great. All right, so everybody, speaking of fighting, co-main event against Johnny Williams will be Paul Teague. We're going to have him on right now. Mr. Paul Teague, what's up, my man?
Hey, I just have to say, Jerry Springer ain't got nothing on this three-way.
There he See, I knew. And Jeanette can hear you. See, she's laughing behind me. See? I knew you'd have it down. I knew I could depend on you to be there for me.
I've never heard of anybody going to jail for sexually harassing a shoulder because of spaghetti straps. Come on now.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you. Listen, I wish I would have thought of this sooner because I sucked at math. I would have totally blamed it on spaghetti straps, like, any day. Like, I way should have thought of this. Like, this could be an excuse in life. Like, Eric, listen, you missed work entirely on Tuesday. I'd be like, yeah, I was getting up. I went to go to my car. This girl was checking her mail. She had spaghetti straps on, bro. I fucking forgot where I was going. Like, what I was doing. I ended up inside playing PlayStation 4. It was a confusing day. Please don't fire me.
Just say, you know how a lot of jobs, you know how a lot of jobs don't like the colored hair and all that good stuff.
Yes, indeed.
I love my boss lady. She doesn't have a problem with it.
That's pretty awesome, dude. Because as you might have experienced it in school too, or anywhere, I had the same thing. They were like, listen, so people aren't born with green hair, and you can't have it either. That's not fair.
Hey. My outlook on that was like, well, the Ninja Turtles are born green, so I'm gonna wear my green hair.
That's right. That makes total logical sense. I would have come to the exact same conclusion. I'm glad you got there before I did. So, Paul, I almost cannot get involved in MMA in any way, shape, or form without coming across you lately. You literally have been everywhere, fighting all over the place, and making a lot of waves, man. Like, I don't want to go all the way back to the point where I knew you before you were fighting, but, man, you have come such a long way to be here tonight, to be the title challenger to the Conflict Crown. I mean, just, like, walk it, you know, just talk, dude.
Dude, to be honest, this is probably going to be my calmest, nicest interview ever, because I respect Johnny Williams as a fighter, and I also respect Kobe Wall and Bart Weeks, all three of them as fighters. But there's always someone who's going to have to walk out with their hand raised, and I know Johnny's coming to beat my face in. I know I'm coming to beat Johnny's face in. But one of us
absolutely.
But one of us will not be walking out that cage.
And I like that, man. And you do a good job of putting
on,
that.
I'm planning on walking out.
That's it, man. I like that. You know, and here's something too. I like that. I like that respect. You know, because these conflict champs, man, they're legit, man. You know, conflict because of the way they do their matchmaking, because of the way they do this, and really the Fight Club series, which has given amateurs a much bigger stage to perform on and have more opportunities to fight and stuff. I mean, 145 is a hell of a division. I mean, even if does that sound like ice? Is that ice? Are you getting ice?
Yeah, I'm eating ice. Sorry.
Boom! Nailed it. Grand prize. I win. Didn't even need a lifeline. Now you're fighting. You're fighting Johnny Williams. And let's say hypothetically that you defeat Johnny Williams. I believe who's at 5-2 right now. And you go on to win the conflict gold, man. There is still a whole mass of dudes in this division to fight, and I'm sure that. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, come on, and this also we actually have 4 145 pounders in our gym as well. So that's going to be a little fun and a little tempting when they start winning and start debuting, and hopefully I'll be pro by then, so I won't have to fight nobody in my own camp.
Yeah, I fight everyone in my own camp as a rule of thumb. That way when a hat comes up later, I'm like, bro, we already been here like 6 times. It's all good. Nothing but love.
I just know one thing.
What's up?
When I walk out with my hand raised against Johnny, I want my first title defense be against Robbie Collin, because he's the one that deserves the title shot.
Yeah, he definitely has been a dude who has been totally wrecking shop. I mean, defeating all oncomers, and also has a very tough opponent ahead of him on this very same card. So I'm sure you'll be very excited to see the results of that, considering you know what you just said, for sure. And I could agree, man. He's definitely proven himself and come up through the conflict ranks unquestionably. I'd be very excited to see that match. And no matter what happens on May 16th at Conflict 28, one thing I want to ask you here before we play one of these sweet, sweet jams is Johnny Williams, you know, he is one of these opponents that I imagine as a fighter that really motivates somebody. You know, he's got a good record. He's never been finished. Both his losses are via decision. He's had a split win in there. He's also got 2 or 3 submission victories, just like yourself. When you look at all that together, how do you feel as these days pass?
The closer the day gets. I'm looking at it one day at a time, and once we start fighting, I'm going to be looking at it as one punch at a time, one round at a time. Because I've seen Johnny's record, I've seen some film on Johnny, and I'm going to tell you straight, this is going to probably be my toughest challenge yet, but like I always say, challenge accepted.
Cha-ching right there. Challenge accepted, exactly. And this is going to be a hell of a challenge, and one hell of a co-main event at Conflict 28. We are going to be right back with Paul. Paul, you enjoy that ice, man. We're going to get one of these cool jams going along with it. We're going to be right back with you, brother. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and get this track going. This is going to get everybody hyped for this fight and everything going down May 16th. That's this month in just a few short weeks at Conflict 28 at the Music Vault, Hardeeville, South Carolina. This is brought to you by actually a conflict champ as well, Joseph the Dark Knight Career, a.k.a. Mech. That's what he goes by in the music world. Great song. This is the warm-up, Mech.
Just a moment, I was sharper than bones, like they've been forged with diamonds. And I've been blessed by the angels and saints, they walk beside me. And if you need my protection, then you should get behind me. I'm still gutter, I was raised with roaches and rats, but now my pedigree's finer and I became the bat. I almost died from the training, it was indoctrination. I took it like it was nothing, you think I'm half crazy. I'm supposed to push to the brink of death, my vision's clear. One step closer to greatness, you meet your maker's there. Only through pain or battle, that's what's gonna take you there. And these enthusiast bitches, they just gonna hate you there. Because it's levels to this, they ain't gonna make it there. For real, live in the moment, ain't got no patience here.
He's got one thing to think about when he steps into that ring, and that's me and the evil this man can come up with. You see, I was born a human, but I turned into a beast. Not because of what I wanted, but because of what you demanded. Good guys finish last, don't you know that? Ask them all down the line, ask them. Good guys will finish last. Why? Because they don't have that much to offer but a smile. I've got the smile, but there's no smile of any child that you see. It's the smile of a very hungry man. I'm a giver. But when I give, I take right back. I don't want your body, I want your soul. Your body? That's for Damien to play with. Tuesday night, he's gonna get all he wants.
I'm damaged good, so I'm cool being an outsider. I never wanted to lead or start up a camp of fighters. And I get nervous around people needing inspiring. The dual roles that I play, and it's time to get tired. They ask for it, they need guidance to create lines that snap nexus in seconds without even perspiring. Heart of a savage that eats lean and swagtastic. Unstable molecules, you can call us the fantastic. Four of all shed blood so we can all eat. So grab your plate, say your blessings, and then swear to me that if you go hard and claim victory, so what we write in the books become history. It isn't built in the gym, but coded in your blood. And when your lifetime passes, return to sand and mud. Nothing is truth, and everything, my friend, is permitted. Long as you handle your business up and stay committed. Nothing is true, and everything, my friend, is permitted. Long as you handle your business up and stay committed. Nothing is true, and everything, my friend, is permitted. Long as you handle your business, sucker, and stay committed.
I cannot believe that any man in his right mind, after being burnt the way I burned you, I dropped you like a bad habit, my man, on the concrete floor. They carted you out on a stretcher, and you don't have enough sense to back up. You had made the biggest mistake of your life when you turned your back on me the first time, and now you've made the second biggest mistake, and that's one to come back and try for a little piece of me. I'm not a hard man to find, my man. If you want something, I'm here to give it to you. I'll let you have your shot, but you remember this. You turn your back for 1 second. 1 second.
All right, everybody. That was Mech. Check it out. Also, Joseph Dark Knight Creer. Check him out on Facebook. Or whooping some booty in a cage near you. Just before we jump back on here with Paul Teague and another special guest. Brother, are you there? Stay on the line. I see you. I'm here back with Jeanette one more time. Jeanette, what's up, dude?
Chilling.
I wanted to ask you really quick. You are exposed to the MMA scene a lot through me, also through being obviously so close to everything and going to shows and stuff. What are a couple of your favorite fighters in the Southeast, or I don't want to say conflict, but in just in general, like that you've been exposed to over the time period? Or maybe some that come off the top of your head. Man, I don't want to put that much crazy pressure on you. That's a hell of a thing to ask, but you know what I mean.
Mark Trader comes to the top of my head first off, and not just because he plays PlayStation at my house often, but because he's fucking impressive. Paul Teague, obviously, because he's crazy. I love his crazy ass hair. He always does something insane whenever he has any show. He's very entertaining. I like entertaining. I'm like all Diaz all day. Motherfuckers talk shit and do crazy entertaining stuff. I love that. So, I'm with that. I like to watch Eddie Miller fight.
Always.
I'm really, really excited to see this whole Kobe Wall and Bart Weeks thing. I'm sad I can't be there. God, I need babysitters. Babysitters, anyone listening that knows babysitters, let me know. Hit me up on Facebook. I don't know. There's a lot, but yeah, I'm pretty sad about this one coming up though. I wanna be there. I wanna see this.
Yeah, this is gonna be an awesome one, and it also has on the beautiful Malcolm Stanley.
Oh yeah, that, he's pretty.
He's creamy.
He's super pretty.
He's a very creamy man.
Yeah.
Yes,
way.
He does. So before we jump back in here with Paul Teague, we're also gonna have on heavyweight Tyrell Johns out of Union, South Carolina here shortly on this card as well. Jeanette, we got to do one of these commercials, man. We're going to do some Tire for Hire action. And I thought since you were jumping on that you could do this commercial with me. So I'm going to pop this up right here. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do the top. And once I get done right here, you're going to take over from here. Okay? So first time ever. And I'm putting you on the spot because that's how I roll. And you're not even going to be able to hear the music. Only I'm going to be able to hear the music. So you just go with my sweet-ass tempo. When I stop talking, you just jump in.
Okay.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
You look ready. I wish I had a camera to show the fans how ready you are. All right. So here we go real quick. Tires for Hire, man. We love these guys. They're awesome. You can check them out right here in Charleston, man. Let's do this. Tires for Hire. 5323 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston. Call them up at 843-789-3322.
Need things done, you need alignment, you need flat tire repair, tire rotation, tire balancing, front end service, brakes, more. Go see them. Fantastic rates, new tires, $45, like new. Call or come by, check it out. Deals,
that's right, man. And you can buy four tires at one time. They really know what they're doing. Check them out again. 843-789-3322. That's at 5323 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston, man. Check it out.
They really know what they're doing.
I thought you did a really good job. I liked it. anyways, man, we're going to jump back on here with Paul Teague, title challenger to the Featherweight Conflict Crown, going down May 16th at Conflict 28, man. Paul, what's good, my friend?
Oh, nothing really. Just chilling, man. You know.
I do know. You just heard a beautiful commercial, man. How was it? Were we good?
Y'all sounded good, but when she kicked in, she's got that voice that's like, yes, I want to buy this now.
Exactly. Now you need freaking tires. Like, you want to slash your own tires to freaking take advantage of these deals. That's amazing, man. We're actually going to invite on a fellow that you know. You want to tell us a little bit about him before we bring him on?
I've been training with him for about 6 months now, and he's our heavyweight. His name is Tyrell Johns. We're both out of Total Force MMA, and that's – just say I'm not the one to talk about him. I'll let him talk about him.
Yes, absolutely. Is this the guy that got his leg viciously broken by that beast?
Yeah.
Is this him? Oh man, awesome. All right, we're gonna go ahead and bring him on. Hopefully, he's fully healed from that. We're gonna bring him on. Can't wait to see it. Heavyweight right here going down, Conflict 28, Tyrell Johns. What's going on, man? How you doing this afternoon or tonight, really? What's up?
I'm all right, man. How about yourself?
I am doing fantastic, man. I just saw that you were calling in. Was excited to see you get on this card. I'm a big fan of Total Force, man. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect going down on the 16th.
Well, I'll tell you this right here, man. It's going down very, very quickly. That man don't have a chance with me, not in hell. I can guarantee you that. He doesn't know what's coming this way, man, but I promise you it's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
You can!
That's it, man. Facing Edo Vasquez out of Rankin, Georgia, a terrible place that I used to live.
Me too.
Yeah, totally terrible. Man, I'm very excited about this fight, man. When these heavyweights do their thing, man, it's like literally always delivers us some of the most exciting stuff, hands down. Not only that, but I'm pretty sure that this fight is right at the beginning of the card. You get to jump it off, set the theme, set the tempo for the whole dang night, man. It's got to be pretty excited. I know you got to be pretty excited to get that cage door closed and this action bumping.
Yes, sir, I am. I can't wait for it to happen. I mean, it's my opening debut. I've been waiting on this time now for a little minute. And now I finally get my chance to prove what Total Force is capable of also. We have the best trainers in the world, man. Jason and Nettabit and Billy Joe Cook, man. They're the best ones that you could ever ask for these days, man. Big shout out to Paul T for coming up on this fight right now. I'm finna bring that title back to Total Force MMA also. And as long as he brings that one right there back, I guarantee him a W also.
That's it, man. Coming in. When you say Total Force, you mean it. Coming in Mobb Deep. I like that. Paul, you got anything you want to add, man? You on the line. I see you here.
Yeah. The only thing I want to add is what you remember what Bobby said he was going to do? He didn't come to stay. He came to take over.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's Total Force. We're here. We're not just here to stay. We're taking over the Southeast.
I like that, man. Like,
and then we're all gonna work ourselves all the way to the West Side.
Worldwide.
I
like that, man. And it's them feet stepping into this conflict cage, man. I like this. Tyrell, this heavyweight action. Again, I cannot stress enough how exciting these fights are. Taking on Vasquez here. As far as this fight in particular goes, man, you run it through your mind. Have you had those visions? You know how it's going to go down. You know, do you know?
Hello?
Whoa.
I was asking you, man, you know how when you envision your fight, man, when you see it before you as you train, man, how do you see it going down?
I see him going down within the first 32 seconds of the first round. That's the only way I can see it. It's a very, very bright vision, man. Very, very bright.
I love that, man. The 32-second prophecy by Total Force, which has been brought to fruition and truth about three or four times in a row now. So I love hearing it one more time, man. That's awesome. I know, Paul, that's got to get you pretty excited.
Yes, sir.
You mean to tell you why it's got me so excited?
What's that?
Yes, sir.
The reason it's got me so excited because Tyrell Johns, he's been impressive. He's improved a lot since the first time he came in, which he hit me up after he saw my first fight, well, my second fight, and wanted to train with me. I took him to Billy Joe Cook and Jason and Abnett, and then now we have a new coach as well, Bradley Pruitt. And
yes, sir.
That's one of the best squad. That's one of the best coaches. Some of the best coaches I've ever had. Plus, I have another instructor, Ross Conklin, who I train with as well, outside of Total Force. Outside of Total Force.
No doubt. So I mean, it sounds incredibly well rounded. I love to see that Total Force action stacking up the card. From the very beginning, when the very very first time the bell sounds, all the way to the co-main event, man, that's like super exciting to see, man. Tyrell, man, I appreciate you calling in for sure, man. I want to give you a minute.
Yes,
there anything else that you want to say? Anybody you want to thank or anything you want to let us know about, man? We definitely love to hear it.
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to thank Total Force for ever giving me this chance to become the man that I am today and helping me pursue my goals in life. I want to thank Paul Teague for also introducing me to MMA, period. I've always been a street fighter. I always have. But now this right here is like a different environment. It's a different type of skill. And that's what I wanted to master these days. I mean, I want to give a shout-out to my family also, as well as my daughter, Jada Rain John, Daddy Ray, baby. And everyone who will support me as far as my career goes. And I want to thank you also for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely, man. And I want to thank you for stepping into this cage and definitely for sure for what you're going to bring. I'm excited to see all 32 seconds of what's going down on May 16th between Tyrell Johns and Edo Vasquez, man. It's popping off, and you heard it here on War of the Words. Tyrell, I want to say I appreciate you for calling in, man, and we look forward to talking to you again and getting up with you on some interviews and stuff as we close in on Fight Night, man. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Total Force, baby.
That's it, man. You heard it here. Paul, man, it's pretty interesting to me. The more that I meet these fighters coming out of Total Force, the more that it seems like, and you're fighting as well, I have to admit, it seems like you have had a, and I think Jeanette can probably back me up. I know you're right here. You can't really hear what's going on, but you can hear me talking. It seems like you've had a big effect on a lot of people in the MMA community, introducing people to MMA, both as fans, bringing them to events for the first time, getting in the cage, training. I mean, like, tell me what happened in life, man. Somewhere in there, I met you one day, you were a fan, and then all of a sudden, you're kind of a part of this huge thing going on inside of Southeast MMA on the AMI side, man. Explain it to me. It's awesome, but I just love to know how you see all this.
Yeah, like, first time I met you was at the XFP, April 12th. I was just that fan that wanted to fight but didn't know how to go about fighting.
Yep, and true story.
Then Ronnie Sherman, the Shermanator, told me who to message, and I messaged Molly Hoskinson for my first fight. And
yep.
I've been living life and living the dream since. Ever since I got my ass whooped by Kyle Young, that's how I knew that's what I wanted to do. And
absolutely.
Funny thing about the whole situation, I was the first one in Total Force. I messaged Billy Joe Cook one day because I knew he did mixed martial arts before, and I was looking for a corner man for my second fight, which was against LJ Downey, and I didn't have one. And Billy had no clue who I was, so I started training with him. Within 3 weeks, I go out there and choke out LJ Downey in 32 seconds. And we go now we went from just one person to 28 people in less than a year.
Wow!
And I know we have at least five or six we're wanting to debut this year.
That's really impressive, man.
Bobby's already debuted.
Yep, and you've got Tyrell coming up here on the 16th, as well as a slew of guys in the past couple of months.
Oh yeah, and I know we have Drago, which is our another 145er. He's making his debut, I think, June 27th, along with Chris Sumner. I think he's making his in July, and there was one other one that I think making his debut later on, but I'm not too sure. I think he's still a iffier at the moment, but we have just say all of us we're from a small town of Union, which the only thing Union has been known for has been in the news lately about everything, even drugs, murder, anything. That's why Union, we're trying to change Union into a good name community for mixed martial arts.
Absolutely. I like that. And you know what? Speaking of good community, man, I really wanted to ask you this question because I've always felt like the Fight Club series and the attention that Conflict MMA places in it, the amateur side of the fence when it comes to MMA, has been really paramount to helping fighters grow and have opportunities. And I feel like... you are also an individual who can see that unfolding, and I just kind of want to ask your opinion on that.
Okay. Say that one more time. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Let me rephrase it. Conflict, they do a lot for amateur fighters. They hold a lot of events that are amateur heavy. They give a lot of attention. They hold some exclusive amateur of the Fight Club series, which really brings a lot of opportunities to people to follow these dreams and get involved. And as a person that's been on that side, I was asking, have you also seen Conflict broaden the opportunities for fighters in the Southeast?
Oh, hell yeah. Especially now that Conflict's doing shows in North Carolina the first time this year was March 10th at Club Label. And I'm pretty sure we'll see Conflict in Kentucky here in the next 7 months with knowing Jared.
Yeah. Oh man. I know. But knowing Jared, there's no telling. He's the kind of guy that's like, he'll sit you down and be like, all right, look, so check this out. So we're doing Hilo Hawaii next year. And you just got to roll with that. You just got to roll with that, man. Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. All right, really quick, I'm going to do something pretty cool. As I always like to do improv stuff, man, it's how I perform best. I'm going to pass the microphone over to Jeanette. I'm going to let her get a question or two in with you. And then we're going to jump to we're going to wrap up and then slide on out, man. It's going to be a great fight, great show. I'm super excited, and I love the I love your attitude coming into this fight. So I'm going to pass this off.
All right, I can finally hear what's going on. What's up, Paul?
Hello.
All right, so again, I'm Jerry Springer of this outfit here, so I got to know, what color are we going with? What style? What's happening? I need to know. What's going on with the hair this time?
To be honest, I'm probably going to hurt everybody's feelings on this fight. I'm probably leaving the hair and the mask and everything out.
Oh, shit.
Who am I kidding? No, I'm not. Just say I'm still debating on the color right now. It's kind of been a little odd thing here lately, so I was pink. I'm still technically pink and blue until after midnight.
I'm thinking green. I haven't seen like a very vibrant green. Let's go with like a Legend of Zelda theme. I need like to see some gold and some green, and green goes with the Ninja Turtles too. I mean, you can't argue with that.
Or I might just go all SpongeBob and do a pineapple.
Oh, that would be pretty awesome.
I gotta say, man, Legend of Zelda mixed with Ninja Turtles sounds like the most badass thing ever.
I thought so, too.
Hey, I gotta say, we have the gold bandana now. We got Link. We got Lincoln. There's
there
a
you
girl
go.
Named Lincoln.
Hey, you know what? If there was ever a power that you wanted to channel in before a battle, it would be Link. I mean, he is a bad motherfucker. You can't deny it.
Ooh, hey. That's awesome. I mean, we're allowed to say bad words. It's fine. There's no limit. But that was a strong one. Straight up.
You know me. Don't act like you don't know me.
Yeah. The true.
You should have thought about this, Eric.
I know.
Hold on. I can do this. Next time you test, I'll go beep.
There we
go. It's like first time ever Eric has to work on slightly. I'll pick a cool donkey sound. Like in the old Bloodhound Gang song, Burn Mother, you know, hee-haw.
There you go.
Sweet.
It'll work.
All right, so, Paul, look, I know you have a lot of respect for Johnny. I know you're coming in, all, you know, with, you know, incredibly humble, ready to get this crown. But, you know, I want to hear, you know, you've got a ton of respect. I get that. And I'm not trying to make you say anything you don't want to say. But
I knew this was coming.
yeah, oh, dude. But you have to have envisioned it. If not, you are the man with the predictions. I'm not saying you got to give me one, but just tell me, is this fight going to be a 5-round decision war?
5 rounds seems like an awfully long time, but when you're slamming people, punching people, getting punched, getting kicked, getting eye gouged by accident, it's That five rounds go by as fast. But I know I would like it to go 5 rounds. Not gonna lie, I would love it to go 5 rounds. Just so I can show that my cardio is one of my best attributes when I want it to be. But I do see it ending before 5.
Hell yeah. You know what? That's always one of the most exciting things. You know what? You have a high percentage rate of success when it comes to stuff like that, man. Paul, as always, man, we get to this part of the show, man. I want to give you an opportunity to give your shout-outs, props, thank yous. Let us know anything you got going on, a book you're reading, some new video games, a new sponsor, anything you got going on, man. We'd love to hear about it.
I want to say thank you, Sore Summit Fight Store, especially Hector Santiago for being a great, great sponsor, great person in general. I want to give a shout-out to the Brat Pack, Stephanie Kitchens, and David Kitchens. And I want to give a shout-out to another one of my sponsors, Skylight Heights, which is my brother's – I'm not even sure what genre to put them in. I know they're kind of a screamo band at the same time as a punk band, a little bit of both. and they're trying to make Warp Tour, and I'm letting them sponsor me, getting their name out there, because they go to Warp Tour, I'm going with them.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. You should send me some of their music so I can play it on the show.
I'll be glad to.
Sweet.
Well,
continue.
Just say my actual entrance song is actually by them. It's called "Welcome to Hell" by Skylight Heights.
Make sure to check that out, guys. I'll be sure to post up. Send me some stuff. I'll make sure to post it up and point people that way, and then we'll get some jams going on the show in the next couple episodes.
All right, and there's a few more people I want to thank. I want to thank all my training partners at Total Force. I want to thank everybody at Total Force. We would not be as close as a big old family like we are if we didn't get our asses in there and beat each other's asses every day to make us all better and better and better. And I especially want to give a shout out to Ilya. He has improved tremendously over the past few months, and I'm ready for his day. That's Drago, by the way. He's the one I was talking about, Drago. He's the one that's making his debut in June, hopefully. But
that's gonna be awesome.
Bobby Rogers, Tony Pascalicchio, MGK, all of us boys, just say you've only seen three of us. You're getting ready to see number four. Wait till you see 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 as well. Just say we have a female fighter in training right now too. So
it's about to go down from all angles. From Total Force, man, I love that. And true to the name, coming out with Total Force. Paul, I want to thank you so much, man, for helping us kick off Conflict 28 action. I'm sure this is far from the last time we'll be talking, interviewing, get together and stuff between now and Fight Night. Thank you so much for coming on the show, man. And, man, we hope you have a good night, man.
Hey, can I say one last thing real quick?
Bro, you can say seven more things.
I had to say my last sponsor, my best sponsor for last. I want to thank War of the Words for being a great ass radio show, badass host, badass co-host. Kobe Wall and Jeanette both are badasses, and I just want to say thank y'all. Y'all gave me the privilege to get my name out there along with Jared and Conflict to help me get my name out there.
Absolutely. Hey, man, it's no problem. That's what we do on War of the Words, man. We love supporting people out there chasing the dream. Dude, it's what we do, side by side, man. So we appreciate that. And we'll be catching up, like I said, between now and then, and make sure to drop a lot of those links and stuff. So we appreciate you coming through, man. And it's a march now to the co-main event, this title fight action, Paul. We'll catch up.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right, guys. You can check Paul Teague out just about everywhere, but go to Conflict MMA on Facebook. You can see the poster and follow the trail from there. You can also check out War of the Words on Facebook. You can go on Blog Talk, iTunes. You can go to ssfightstore.com and check out all the latest episodes and everything that we're bringing to you tonight, as well as previous episodes. CollateralDamageMMA.com as well carries War of the Words. Awesome website. Make sure to check them out. They are great at the more UFC type stuff. I do also still write in. I tried to retire from writing about UFC about 17 different times.
They won't let you.
But they won't let me do it. So, you know, you guys can still check out all of my articles on that elite level, as well as some other very solid writers that I'm proud to write alongside of. For your local stuff, you can check out ConflictMMA.com. I write over there all the time, as well as keeping up with some great stuff by a guy from Tenark Watts, who doesn't get enough credit, but does some beautiful work. And War of the Words, as always, man, make sure to check that. I wanted to tell a story time, here right at the end of the show before I play this last song, because it's a true story. And, you know, which I rarely tell. No, I'm just kidding. it's a true story from my past. I mentioned actually earlier about living in Rincon and Effingham and in that area. Funny, Jared Williams, who was the head of Conflict MMA, is from the same area. It's funny how small the world and life can be, although we didn't know each other at the time. But I was in a couple of bands. I've been playing guitar since I was like a little kid. too long now. And was in some bands, and one of the bands that I was in, although it's kind of a predecessor to, was a band called Showbread. I remember being on the school bus and literally drawing out logos for Showbread, little like toast mans with top hats on and canes with Travis Reiner and Josh and Patrick Porter. Who went on, and Ivory. I went over there and played drums several times for them. Actually, funny story within the story, that's called a frame. I actually loaded up all my drums and equipment onto a radio flyer wagon and pulled it all the way across Springfield.
That's a Shrek, my friend.
Yes, for sure. To participate in band practice. Josh has gone on to be, I'm not sure if they still do the Showbread thing, but you can check them out. They're great. They put out several albums. They did some really good stuff. I'm pretty sure they all still do something. I know Josh has written several books of poetry and thought. He's a great writer. You can check him out. So anyways, cool story, man. So I'm actually was a part of this band, but definitely not once they got any kind of awesome, so not trying to take any credit in any way, but cool connection to the story anyways. This is Showbread with Mouth Like a Magazine.
Turning over and interrupted some love.
All right, everybody, that was Showbread Mouth Like a Magazine. You can check that out pretty much anywhere. You know how to use the freaking internet. Just type in Showbread. You can even type in Mouth Like a Magazine. They actually have a video for it, which is really crazy for me that they have a video, because I personally know almost everyone in the video, but from like a time when I was in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember them too, because I was in high school in Rincon, and they were very big because they were from right there, so everybody was like, oh my God, Showbread.
Yeah, most definitely. They really were, and it was always cool to see that. I was in a lot of bands then, and I actually went and became involved in a band called Bitter Tragedy, which was a very grungy Nirvana kind of thing, and unfortunately, we were way more like Nirvana than we wanted to be, and burned out pretty fast, and since then, we've done a lot of stuff. We actually do music together. You can check out Peasants to Pirates. We keep saying we're going to, and we do, actually. What's crazy is we do have a lot of music together, but it's just not there for people. That,
not recorded yet.
Right. We sing it, though, together all the time.
All the time.
Sometimes at gunpoint. It's scary. Anyway, one thing I would definitely want to touch on, besides Jeanette here tonight, is Sore Sumrit Fight Store. That's ssfightstore.com, man. We talked a little bit earlier about some featured products. And once again, as we're going through this sort of trial by fire tonight, I'm going to let Jeanette tell you a little bit about some of the cool prices that they have going on there today about these featured products. Jeanette, take it away.
I'm taking it away, like right over the edge. Because that's what you're doing to me. You're pushing me over the edge.
Hey, forward your mail to the edge, because that's where we live.
It's where we live, apparently.
Tell them about that Ring Decay, Jeanette.
Oh, let's see. What do we got here? We have some sparring gloves. Hey, that's pretty badass, right?
Mm-hmm. That is indeed.
Indeed.
Just tell them how beautiful they look.
They are beautiful. I mean, I'm looking right at them. I'm really liking these black and green ones. I got a thing for green, that neon green. It grabs me here.
These are these
$49.95, yeah.
That's right. These MMA safety sparring gloves. You can check those out right now, as a matter of fact. They are ideal for MMA training. Open palms. They're the 6 ounce, so you're getting, you know, it's always good to train as close as you can to how actual fights go down. So that 2 inches of advanced protective padding over the knuckles really helps you get in your training time over long points, as well as emulating similarity to the gloves that you will wear on fight night.
Yeah, and this extra wide Velcro wrist strap for extra support. You know, you don't want to be injuring yourself before you actually get in the ring.
Yes, the plan is to get injured then, but not before.
Hopefully you're not getting injured at all.
As a matter of fact, no.
You're real good.
dude, and seriously, you guys check this out. This dual cross-directional strap system that they're talking about here is really some superior stuff when it comes to wrist support. It increases your striking performance, obviously, when you're able to make your arm a solid object instead of this wobbly, terrible thing. So make sure to check that out, man. You can go over to, again, ssfightstore.com. You can check them out on the Facebook, Source Sumrit Fight Store. Also have some awesome fighters on their roster. Eddie Miller, Kobe Wall, actually, who's in the main event, is a Source Sumrit SSFS fighter. Pretty freaking awesome. So great show, man, with Paul T kicking it off. Conflict 28. It's all going down 5/16/15. Mark your calendar, because this right here stands to be one of Conflict's most exciting Fight Club series cards to date. It's stacked with title fights, up-and-coming fireball talents. There's some WMMA. We even played some Mech earlier, The Warm Up, which is a super cool song. His wife, if I'm not mistaken, is making her MMA debut on this card. So you've got a
really?
Conflict champ's wife, yes, making her MMA debut May 16th.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure that information is factual. I don't know why my mouth is saying it if it wasn't true. Trust me, my brain tells me all kinds of things.
Oh, no, it's right here.
But I think she, yes, against Tanya Lease from Beaufort, South Carolina at strawweight. This is happening.
I'm excited.
Me too. I feel like we're competitively excited. We're competing for dual excitement over this, and I'm not going to lose. I'm super excited. Conflict 28 is going to be an amazing card, man. Make sure you check that out. Today's speaking of, Today's music was Mech. You can go on Reverb Nation and type that in. That song was The Warm Up. It was an awesome song. It got me ready to. I feel like I could actually skip my warm up and just go straight into to throwing hands after I listen to it. Hardcore stuff. So, Relentless Radio, man. War of the Words, number 103. You can check us out, and we will make sure to get everything to you that we talked about on the show up on War of the Words on Facebook. So make sure to follow us there. We'll be bringing you pretty much this whole card. You guys already know how we do it. So, I really don't know what else there to say. I'm going to leave you with a tasty, tasty bit of my boy J. Cole as we cruise on out. Make sure to catch up. This will definitely not be the last time we catch up with Paul Teague in an awesome co-main event against Johnny Williams, who we will also be speaking with as we march towards one hell of a fight night. Peace out.
Yeah. Now I was dreaming about a deal at the age of 13. I was fiending for the meals, I ain't talking Burger King. Some of my niggas in the bill, all they did was surfing. Fuck scales, I had skills all day rehearsing. The pretty boys had them girls, spent their time flirting. All they wanted was some waves like they fucking surfing. Hold up, now don't get it twisted, I ain't hating, do your thing. I was like a young Simba, couldn't wait to be the king. Now a nigga is the prince. Hopped over the fence where the grass way greener. Look at Shawty ass way meaner. Something like Serena mixed with Trina. Have you seen her? She fine enough to be Miss Howard. Word to Adina. My money like a senior. Watch it graduate. Now it's time to eat. I'm letting all my niggas grab a plate. Grab a take the real shit. Stay away from phonies. These niggas heard about me. Now they acting like they know me. Keep on saying, where you going, nigga? Shit, it ain't no telling. Yeah. Hey, where you going, nigga? Hey. It ain't no telling. Yeah, they keep on saying where you going, nigga.
You know what? I changed my mind. I do got one more thing to say. George Kennebrew, I know you're going to listen to this episode because I know you're obsessed with the awesomeness of my show. Now, see, we've been having some back and forth rhymes going down every time you interview me at a conflict. And last time, you got me. You got me pretty good. You caught me off guard. I figured since the time before that, you had messed up so bad that we weren't even going to do it no more. But you got me good. I was going to let you know. I figured what I got coming is so good. It's so good that I was going to go ahead and give you the heads up. So I just want to let you know, George, I love you, homie, and I can't wait to see you on May 16th, my friend. I'm going to let y'all come back with J. Cole on the outro. Yeah.
Yeah.